Hello, guys. I'm back. It's Jackie, Aunt Jackie. How you doing? guys, I made a script. Well, not exactly a script. I wrote down plot points. I don't even think that's what they're called. I wrote down bullet points of what I wanted to say in my intro here for Miss Kayla. And I am so excited to share it with you guys. Let's see here. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's Aunt Jackie. This is my second interview and I am so excited to share it with you. My guest was the wonderful Kayla. Her handle name is the Traveling Home Mom on TikTok. I interviewed her for TikTok that recently went viral regarding where her job let her go, terminated her pretty much, and showed absolutely no compassion. Even though I believe she said that they put on the letter that she left on her own, she says there's some weird things going on there. You'll hear about that as we get into the interview. And just, I wanted to give you guys another really quick update, obviously, of course. I have 76 subscribers, actually 77 now, I believe. And guys, I just want to say thank you. Y'all are going to overly hear me appreciate you guys. My subscribers, my followers, you are going to, I cry a lot and I thank a lot and I say sorry a lot. So if you're here, you're going to have to get used to that or get really used to hitting that fast forward button. I don't know what to tell you. I want to say that doing this YouTube channel and doing this podcast, it has really just been so rewarding to me in so many ways. And also actually quite challenging in very many others. I'm terrible with consistency, but let me tell you, it's getting easier. Reading y'all's comments and seeing when you guys actually listen to my episodes or watch my videos and interacting with you guys has just been absolutely uplifting to me. I'll say that. I actually already have my third interview filmed. And it was with the wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Miss Gina. And I can't wait for you guys to watch that one. All the three women that I have interviewed, I have been so lucky. They have been so kind and so supportive. Thank you for all of your continued support. I hope everyone that listens to this today is taking care of themselves mentally and physically. I hope you're drinking water. I hope you do something that scares you. But this journey is terrifying. I don't know how many others know, but I've also been going through a healing journey this year. I lost my stepfather almost 2 years ago, and a lot of other life-altering situations have happened that I've recently started going back to therapy for. Oh, also, I am very pro-therapy. I hope you go. If you don't, you should try it. And if you tried it and didn't like it, try it again. In a different way. For example, I hate text therapy. I can't do it. I feel like the person is going to be judging or criticizing me when I open the messages. So I know it has to be in person, but I also hate leaving my house. So virtual appointments are perfect for me, you know? That's really all I had to say was that I have one interview filmed and then this episode is going to get posted this Thursday. Next Thursday, it is going to be what makes a manager toxic. So if you guys have any ideas on what you believe a toxic manager or an example of a toxic manager is, I would love to hear them. Any stories, please feel free to send them in to me. This is my email, don'tscrewitup@gmail.com. I would love to hear it from you. Now, guys, I have gone ahead and put the, I went ahead and put in Kayla's video so we could all watch that together. Just in case you didn't see her video, I'm going to go ahead and include it in the beginning so you can watch that and then we will get right to the interview. Miss Kayla, thank you so, so much. It was a pleasure. I hope you're enjoying Italy. And I hope that life is just treating you amazing. And I can't wait to catch up with you next time. Alrighty, guys. Jackie's out.
So I guess at this point, we just need to know if you're planning to come back to the U.S. to work or if we're going to be separating ways.
Yeah. I took a while to respond because I needed to regroup with my husband and my family. And I love working here. I love my job. I thank you, Katie, for this opportunity. It's just been great. Sorry. But I don't think I could return to the States and be uninsured. It's too risky for me, and it's just not the best move for my family. So okay. I wish there was a better solution. I would love more time. Sorry. I would just love more time to just finish up any projects. I don't want to leave, like, you know, with things not finished.
Katie, I spoke with you. I think we're in an okay place with projects.
Okay, good.
Would you agree, Catherine? Katie? I'm looking at your name on the thing, Katie.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens all the time. Yes, I think we're in an okay spot for projects.
Okay.
So then you're not going to be returning So we will be terminating employment. Then today will be your last day, the 12th.
Okay.
We do need to, I know you have a laptop and I think you have a mobile phone.
I do.
So we're going to need to have that equipment returned.
Yeah, that's no problem.
And so I will send you an email to your personal email.
So you are a military wife and you're currently living in Italy?
Yes, Naples specifically, but yes.
How do you like it?
I love it. It took a little bit to adjust to. It's very different than the United States, but I am now very much so adjusted and enjoying being here. And the weather helps. I'm from New England, and it's very cold right now, and it's very sunny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. As soon as you said New England, my brain went, because my stepfather's from Manchester, he was from Manchester. Yeah,
Manchester, New Hampshire.
No, that. See, oh. I knew you meant New Hampshire. I knew you did. I knew you did, but my head still went to England.
Gotcha. Yeah, there is a Manchester, New Hampshire, very much not the same as Manchester, England, but that's funny.
I seen one of the videos that you posted about the tuna pizza.
Yes, the old tuna pizza. I had no idea that was a thing, and I am getting attacked on the interwebs about not knowing that it was a thing. So now I
didn't
know
that.
Yeah.
I knew about anchovies.
A lot of Americans would.
No, like I told you in that one comment, my mom literally ordered a pizza with anchovies, but she didn't know what they were apparently, and she called and complained that her pizza had hair on it. But
it's so funny.
Yeah,
a little bit embarrassing.
Just a little bit, you know. I wasn't born yet, so now I asked you here because of your TikTok.
Yeah,
because clearly those women showed absolutely no compassion whatsoever, and I am so sorry to that, because I could literally feel your pain in that video.
Yeah,
I've been there. If you wanted to go ahead and give a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah. So I had actually asked my employer if I would be able to move temporarily to be with my husband. He's active duty military. He's been in the Navy for 19 years and he's in his last station, his last hurrah before he retires. And it happens to be in Naples, Italy. I was living in the States separated from him. And I thought that we could do that. But in reality, it was much harder. And I wanted to be with him. And my son missed him, and we're also having a baby. So I had asked my employer, and
congratulations.
They had said, thank you. They had said that there's going to be time zone issues, and so it's probably not going to work out. And I addressed that. I said, you know, actually, I would work U.S. hours, so the time zone shouldn't be a problem. And they're like, yeah, but you know, taxes. I addressed that. I'm a U.S. Employee, actually, because I'm a military spouse. I have special visa. I wouldn't be subject to laws or taxes in Italy. It would be US. And they still were very iffy. So they're like, we require you to come back to the States. Let us know your decision by next week. So they gave me like 8 days to come up with my decision. And that call, I decided to record it because there were previous conversations with them that were a little uncomfortable, and they never got recorded, and they, I think, in a borderline inappropriate. So this time I'm like, I'm gonna have it just in case. So I did record it, and I didn't mean for it to go viral. I just kind of share my life on there, but I guess a lot of people took heart to my story of the fact that they required me to go back to the States. I said no. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to be terminating your position. Even though on the letter they put that I resigned, I didn't get fired. So there's a lot of weird situations that happened with that. But
yeah,
it's all for the best.
I definitely think so. I think I seen a recent video that you're trying out. Are you doing travel advising?
I am, yes. I'm very excited about that.
That is awesome. How is that going?
It's going really well. I've actually been joining quite a few groups in the Naples, Italy area and the Amalfi Coast area. And my TikTok's helping with my social media, my new following of 7,000 followers. So all of that is kind of pushing me to help with getting more leads for a travel agency. And I'm booking a client right now that wants to come to Sicily, which is in the southern part of Italy. And I'm really having fun, like, getting to pick what kind of tours they're going to go on. You know, maybe they'll go to a lemon farm in Sorrento or a wine tasting in Tuscany, and giving them different types of recommendation based on what I've done while I've been here in Italy. So it's a really good
job. I love that. And I agree. I think it was for the best because you seem really happy and you're more relaxed, I think.
Yes, for sure.
One of the things I was going to ask was the two that you did talk to on the phone. What is that, how they are normally? Do they normally show absolute no compassion?
Yeah, so I actually, it was my boss that was on the phone and HR, or my former boss. And I can speak more so to my former boss and her behavior, just because HR, that was really the first or the second time I ever spoke with that lady. With my former boss, I will say, working with her, she did show a few signs of toxic behavior. She'd gossip a lot about other colleagues. She gaslit me when I had asked for her permission to come to Italy, and she said yes, and then later on took that back, saying she never allowed that. And I even have it in notes that she did. So I wasn't actually entirely surprised in her behavior and how cold she was on the call. And then going, now that I'm going viral, there's so many comments saying that HR is supposed to be very quiet and button up, and they're not supposed to show much emotions on the call. So I guess I can't really blame them. I don't know how much it would have hurt for them to just say, you know, I'm sorry for your situation, or thank you for your husband's service, or any sort of like personal comment.
Exactly. There was just nothing,
but yeah, that's,
I was kind of expecting like, I know this is so hard for you, and I am so sorry I am in the position that I have to do this.
Right.
You know, something along those lines.
Right.
Because we get that it's their position. Unfortunately, they're tasked with that, but they're leaving 100% complete emotions out of it. And I don't really believe in that, because we're people and we're human.
Exactly. Exactly. It's unfortunate, but
yeah,
I'm glad I'm not in that role anymore.
How long did you work for them? Because it's very clear you cared about it. You still wanted to work on some projects.
Yeah. So actually, that was my second layoff in 2023. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but the market right now is for the tech industry is terrible. Lots of layoffs going on. So in early 2023, I had gotten laid off from a job that where they were reducing their workforce significantly because they got bought out by a larger company. And I had been there for 5 years. It was a really big blow because it was right before my husband was leaving for Italy. And I was really just under a lot of stress personally. And then it became professional personally too. So then when I found this company in the summer of 2023, I really thought it'd be a great fit for my background and my experience. And it was remote. So I thought that was great for my lifestyle. But yeah, I did really love it a lot. I cared about it. And in the end, you know, it clearly just wasn't the right fit for me, but it has been a pretty big blow on my self-esteem.
Yeah. Well, one question, what do you do when you say that you were under that stress? What's something that you do for your mental health that you take time for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so important for anyone to maintain, you know, their mental and their physical health, especially, you know, for me, I'm a stay-at-home mom now. So juggling, you know, that as well as working as the travel advisor, and we try to travel often and go on trips, and then my husband be in the military. So there's a lot of stress there. And some of the things I do to prioritize my own self-care is I try to get regular exercise. It's harder now that I'm 6 months pregnant to go to the gym. But when I do, I try to take it easy, or I'll go on a very long walk with my son and my dog in the morning. I think that spending time outdoors and connecting with nature is really important. So I try to maybe go on a hike or even just go to a local coffee shop. It just puts me in a better mood. And then really, like, one of the important things, and I'm learning that now that I have quite a following on social media, is to set boundaries to protect my mental and emotional well-being, not letting people bully me around, and also just carving out that dedicated time for me, whether it's getting my nails done or a massage, and knowing when to say no to a ton of commitment so I don't overwhelm myself.
Yes, 100%. I completely agree with you on that. That was a wonderful answer. Let's see. You also, do you want to tell me about getting married in Vegas for under $10,000?
Yeah, of course.
It was beautiful. Please tell me all about
it. Thank you. Yeah, I absolutely loved our elopement. It was a destination wedding / elopement, I guess you would call it, because we ended up having to do the certificate back home when we got into New Hampshire. But basically, we hired a company called Simply Eloped. They helped plan like the location. We just needed to get there and get our friends and family there. We took about 20 of our closest friends and family. We stayed right on the strip in Vegas at a Virgin Hotels. We did a little bit of gambling, a little bit of nightclub. And then the next day, we took a bus, a nice private charter bus, down to Valley of Fire, which is this beautiful national park that is surrounded by these very large red stoned, it's just gorgeous. You'd have to Google Valley of Fire and go. If you're ever in Vegas, it's only 45 minutes south. And then got married right out right in that park, had, you know, the officiant do the ceremony. And then we hopped on that bus, even though the bus did break down, unfortunately, in the desert, but we got another bus to come save us. It's part of our story.
I hope you had AC.
Yeah, then when it broke down, we did it. It was pretty hot. But yeah, it was all good. We got to our dinner reception on time. And yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. And I highly recommend anyone go and travel and go to a destination if they can afford it, because I did it more affordably than even if I were to stay local for most people.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. I live in Florida. Yeah. And people save up so much to come visit here. You know, we've got Disney, we've got Universal, and I think I've probably visited it maybe like 10 times, maybe.
Yeah. That's amazing, actually. That's a lot of times to go to Disney.
Not Disney, Universal.
Okay.
I've gone to Disney like 3 times.
Okay.
And that's like from middle school to now. So yeah. No.
Got it. Yeah. Universal Disney myself.
I have just one more, but we really did. You're a wonderful guest. We get straight to the point. I'm loving it.
For sure.
One other question. Have you ever encountered any type of toxic Karen, or any type of like person that you just tried to walk away, or they wouldn't let you walk away, or any type of toxic person like that? What did you do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think Karens are everywhere. I've had former friends that were toxic that I've had to walk away from. If they're draining your energy, if they're not bringing you peace, then it's not worth it. Life is just too short. I think going viral on social media has definitely shown a lot more folks that like to hide behind their screens or and feel like they can say the most hurtful things just because you're not looking at them directly in the face. So I mean, even in my travel role, like I've dealt with difficult people who are very particular in what they want, and you know, and they don't necessarily want to pay for those wants. So really the best way to handle people like that is just with patience and grace. When I'm getting all those negative comments on the pizza video, why didn't you read the box, even though I can't speak Italian?
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
just kill them with kindness, you know, like thank you for your advice. You know, that's
100% kind of handle them. I love that. I completely agree. I on my phone job, I go 100% Malibu Barbie. That's what I like to call it. They're like, oh, you didn't do this. I was like, actually, I already finished that for you. Is there anything else I can help you with? You know, that's I'll put it right back at them.
Yeah, I love that.
But I think, yeah, we hit all the points. And was there anything else that you wanted to just talk about?
No, I mean, I think just keep doing what you're doing. I think it's really important for folks to see what's going on in the world and this workforce. And, I appreciate that you had found me and, yeah, looking forward to hearing this go live.
I appreciate you giving me the chance as a small creator. I really do. Your life is beautiful. Keep posting it. Thank you. You know, I'm glad that that video did go viral. I'm glad that you are in a happier, healthier situation now. You don't need those people. And I just, yeah, thank you for everything. And I hope you have a great one. And I hope that maybe sometime we'll meet up again and we'll update each other and see where we're
at. When I'm in Florida next time, I'll hit you up, Jackie.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.